Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Barbaro Garby. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mark Gilbert. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Rial. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Rial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert takes first base on ball four. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gilbert moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a line drive into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Rial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball four. Evans moves to second. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. One out. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field. Garby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. Rial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 1 in the game. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garby. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Gillen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Gillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillen hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Garby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar now playing third base. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a line drive into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Walker reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Castillo and he is safe. Walker steals third. Walker scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 0 for 1 in the game. Rial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. Castillo goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. One out. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garbi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar juggles the ball. That's an error on Salazar. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker juggles the ball. That's an error on Walker. Garbi moves to third. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Garbi scores. Evans moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to home to get Trammell. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 0-for-2 in the game. Rial hits a line drive into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salazar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bergman is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gilbert. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Castillo moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gilbert hits a fly ball into left field. Garby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Baines reaches second base with a double. Guillen goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Tigers. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Brian Little now playing second base. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garby strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Guillen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0-for-3 in the game. Real hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.